Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on danger for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike King.
Ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's a little bit after 6 on the West Coast. It's still 87 degrees outside my house. The sun's shining. The ride home was awesome. The water was gorgeous. Knees in the breeze. I even forgot what I was doing at work today.
Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful day here.
No, I only had a wonderful day when I got on my bike to ride home.
That's what I meant.
Okie dokie.
Here, it was 95, 103 heat index. It's probably about 90 degrees right now. It's muggy, like being in the sauna. Can't get any better than that. Thank God for it.
Oh, yeah? And a little further to the East Coast, how are we doing over there? Stacy?
She doesn't hear you.
Well, she's unmuted.
Huh.
We try it again.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Now we hear you.
Okay, I'm gonna say it all once again. Drum roll, please. It is 9 p.m. Eastern time zone here directly on the coast. The sun has set. It is dark. It is a cool 68 degrees. The crickets are chirping. No clouds, a few stars, and I'm out on the back deck enjoying nature.
And a fatty.
Yep. Truth be known.
I know that. How did I know that?
Because,
hey, you know, I don't know if they're doing it for you guys, but I know they're doing it out here. And here's what I'm talking about. There's about 6 towns out here right near me within driving distance. Basically, it's 9 miles to the next town, 7 miles to the other town. But they're going to do the, everybody's jumping on the end of the red light cameras. Except one city. Can you guys guess which city that is?
Your city?
Oh.
Absolutely, them fucking cocksuckers. Anyway, there's a growing list of cities that have ripped out the red light cameras in response to public backlash, dips in revenue, and other concerns. Most of the city council is set to vote tomorrow, Wednesday, on a police department recommendation to eliminate the camera programs by December, when the city's 5-year contract ends with ReadyFlex Traffic Systems of Phoenix. Now, anybody that knows anything about a red light camera ticket, you go to the courthouse, you walk over to a little kiosk, and you punch in all your stuff, and it shows you a nice 8x10 of you behind the wheel. But if you notice the person in the passenger seat or in the back seat, their faces are marked out because they got sued because some genius lawyer had his mistress in the car with him instead of his wife, and his wife got the picture with the ticket before he got home. And basically, after that, they stopped showing the passengers. Everybody initially made money and saw their sharp drops in collisions during the early years of the program, which in some cities began in 2004. But most of the cities have lost more than $150,000 to $250,000 each over the last 2 fiscal years. It served its purpose by reducing the accidents, but it's probably not worth spending. Now, they lost money, but they have to spend $200,000 to keep the program going. So it doesn't make sense now because it's money coming out of their pocket. And if you hear that, I'm opening the newspaper. $200,000 a year that we could use to hire a couple more officers. Yeah, that's always the question. Answer. Put some Yahoo on a motorcycle and tell them to stop cars. But yeah, San Diego and El Cajon ended the red light camera programs in February. Poway followed suit in March. Encinitas discussed ending their program in June but decided to keep the cameras operating. Other cities in San Diego County with red light cameras include Oceanside, Vista, Solana Beach, and Del Mar. So basically there's five towns that still have them going on. Okay. Supporters praise the cameras, but they say they make busy intersections safer, but the critics call the cameras an invasion of privacy that can make some drivers edgy and erratic. Studies have shown that the cameras reduce broadside crashes, but they don't tell you nothing about the pedestrians that have to stop and turn right. Most people don't stop and turn right. As one of my daughters can attest to, she got hit by a 68-year-old guy who was getting off the freeway and just turned right and ran into her on her bicycle.
Oh.
Yep. So when drivers... Go ahead.
Don't these cities or towns or suburbs, whatever it's like out there, don't they realize that in the long run, once people really stop fighting these tickets that, you know, costs and everything else, they are going to go in debt and in the hole so bad.
They are already. They're spending $150,000 to $200,000 a year just to keep the program going.
If someone needs to continuously print that stuff and let the taxpayers know whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, you know, what exactly?
That's part of our job right now.
Yeah, but I mean beyond us. You know, I mean, we connect to the biker community and to a few people on the outskirts, but it needs to go to even the people that think they're better than thou. You know, everybody needs to know that they're dollars are going into a program that's initially going to get kicked in the ass, because really the only thing they're doing with them cameras is spying. It has really nothing to do with tickets or anything else. It's just a bunch of bullshit, and it needs to be stopped.
Yeah. Well, Pete says it's too fucking hot in Boston. Let me get back to this.
We have cameras all over the place. They're mounted on all the light poles. They're mounted on four ways. Everywhere. But they haven't used them to ticket people. What exactly they're using them for remains the big mystery, but they are everywhere.
Yeah. Because go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you have certain cameras there. Now, we have the red light cameras here, but now they've already put in all of the different neighborhoods, the Englewood neighborhood and stuff like that, the speeding cameras, okay, which they'll be playing them out further all around throughout Illinois. They've got in certain parts of the city right now, which... God forbid, whatever you do, they're going to see it. And even in the suburbs, you know, like I said, even if you cross that line when you're at a stoplight, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get a ticket, and they still see you, and they still know what the hell you're doing in your own car. God forbid, whatever it is people do. But, you know, eventually these cameras are going to be going everywhere. And it's not just what they call the red light, because they can still spy on you.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I just want to add this in. They just, it's been a couple of years in the making, fix the main bridge that takes you into the city of Fall River, Mass. And they had to fix the underneath, weld it, redo the top. They repainted it. We're talking like a couple of years process here. But two of the big fancy things they mounted on top of that big old bitch was two high-tech cameras that could scan the whole direct coastline. They were boasting about it in the paper, saying how far the camera's radius is, you know, how much they can zoom down right into the park that sits below it. They had a big free-for-all on that. But, yeah, you could see them. You're like, coming, like, a quarter way up the bridge. One's on the right, one's on the left, and they can do a complete 360-degree, you know, turnaround. They're high-tech stuff.
Okay. I got some people that are on the line, and one's been holding for almost 10 minutes. So let me find out who this is, and then we'll go back to this.
Okay. Awesome.
818.
Hello, Phil.
Hello.
Phil.
Who's
Phil? Hey, Bill, it's Brenda.
Hey, what's up?
I was calling in to thank you for being a super guy for, you know, what you did for us for the Love Ride VIP. I'm not Love Ride, Boot Ride VIP on Sunday.
No, you mean you're talking about those all-access passes that you received?
Oh, man, yes, everything, all-access VIP. It was so awesome. I can't even believe it. I so enjoyed seeing you guys there. And just really had a great time. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, yeah, there was a lot of celebrities, and that was a lot of fun. But I have to tell you that what really, you know, really got to my heart is when I went into there is that these servicemen, they had their legs blown off. They had arms
right.
missing. They had, you know, all of that going on. And, you know, and they were so upbeat, nice, you know, and it was an enjoyment to get into VIP to see them and be able to have the opportunity to talk to them and shake their hands because that's where they were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, I mean, you were right on, dude. I have to tell you, you're good stuff. I mean, you really, really, really made a day for me yesterday and Paul. It was just really super.
Well, I'm glad I could do that for you guys. And from time to time, when I do run into people at events and the other people that don't show up who said they're coming, I usually try and hook up whoever's nearest to me to get in. And after I had hooked up Brenda and Paul, then I ran into Melody and Cheryl, and they got to go back and meet everybody that they needed to meet. They got to take pictures, and it was a good day.
Is Melody on the line yet? Because she called me. She's supposed to be on the phone. Is she there?
No, she's not here yet.
Oh, okay. Because she said to come on here at 6 o'clock. We wanted to both come on at the same time and tell you how much you rock. Yeah. You got us all in. Yeah, she came later. But, wow. It was really, you know, I mean, it's such a great atmosphere to mingle with everybody. You know, you don't have to be all crowded with everybody, you know what I mean? I mean, actually, the boot rides have been really mellow, but they're getting bigger, and they're getting more crowded and more security.
Yeah, and the problem with that is I talked to Bill today, and Bill had got some calls, and always you're going to get people in the crowd that are pissed because they paid $150. They expected to be up close and everything, and they got as close as they paid to get to, you know. And like where we were, we didn't have to wait for the red carpet for everybody to walk down. We were there drinking, talking, being with everybody. But a lot of people got mad because they said they weren't catered to. But
well, you know,
a lot of
they even get in, $150 didn't get you in the back, did it?
No.
I don't think so.
No, and a lot of people, and that was the thing. And it's just like with the ride. Bill said he got some complaints about the ride. Well, last year's ride was a total clusterfuck. I can't put it any better than that.
No, it was definitely.
It was a total clusterfuck.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
And
it was
so
a
this year, they went
there.
Down, they came from San Pedro. They had the Iowa battleship down there. So that's where everybody met. But they didn't tell anybody until the night before, because they didn't want the same clusterfuck they had last year. So the traffic concerns, the crowd left before the ride, before the Suns got there. But that was the whole thing. They were going to join them. They weren't going to leave with them. They were going to join them. Because some of them guys almost got fucking taken out last year by Yahoos who jumped out of the pack to get up in the front because they thought they paid their money to ride behind somebody or next to them. And what people forget is we're not there. You're there to see them, but we're not there for them. We're there for the guys in the wheelchairs with no arms, no legs.
Exactly.
Guy, the one guy that him and his wife, he did, I think, two tours in Iraq, three tours in Afghanistan. Pretty fucked up guy, but he ended up getting a house for free, catered to his needs for the way his abilities are. And that's what it's about. It's not about, I mean, I go and I'm with those guys all the time. And it's basically,
right.
me, the shell shock is over because we're all friends. Over the years, we all
right.
became friends. So I know if
right.
I pick up the phone and ask for a favor, I'll get it. But a lot of times
right.
people, just like last week, I had a lady call and wanted me to get this person and that person and this person for a ride they're going to have in San Diego. A lot of times, if they don't have anything on their schedule, we try and make it coincide with something else that Bill and I have going with another charity. And then we'll spend time
mm-hmm.
at that charity, swing by the other one. But then they get mad
right.
because we didn't come to them first. But
okay.
if it's anything to do with the vets, they come first. I'm a Marine Corps vet and Army, Navy,
that's right.
Air, the vets come first with us. It's just like
that's
people
right,
that tuned in today, they think I'm going to talk about the Sam Crow. The Sam Crow, I want everybody to know, Tuesday nights, September 10th, is the first show for the Sons of Anarchy.
Correct.
On Wednesday nights, we're doing Sam Crow Radio, where you, the people, can call in and ask questions to people that were on the show. Now, they can't tell you what's going to happen down the road, but they can critique or talk about whatever has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically when you saw me back there networking yesterday, Brenda, that's what I was doing. I was lining up my batting order.
Oh, that's cool. That's really great. That's, you know, well, of course they couldn't tell you about the future. Now, you know, they want to get fired, blackballed, whatever. You know, it's like they're not going to tell you about what's going to happen. That just makes
mm-hmm.
common sense.
Sutter does
you
enough
know,
for that with his teasers.
Hmm?
I said Sutter
what?
Does enough for that with his teasers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the spoilers and everything. I try not to watch all those because, you know, really, I don't want to know everything that's going on.
Yeah, you know, it's just like
I'd rather see it. I don't want to watch the spoilers.
Yeah, and everybody I talk to, and I know a lot of things that are going to happen, and I know I know what's going to happen, up to about
uh-huh.
episode 8, I think.
Right.
So but I can't say nothing.
Well, you know what? I'm glad for my, you know, I wouldn't even want you to say because, you know, who really wants to know what's going on? I mean, I want to. You know, I've hosted SOA parties, and it's like this year, do I really want to do that? Because, you know, it's like I like to watch the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a picture of Melody when she's pulling me outside when I'm going inside because I want to watch the show. You know, a lot of people want to go out. And we had one of the guys over here watching, and he wanted to watch too. So I think him and his old lady and me were the only ones in the house watching the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you were a little closer to us, I would invite you over for that. But it's like, you know,
no, I have. I'm going to be doing my show from a bar.
Well, yeah,
hold on
that's cool. That's cool.
Hold on
one
second.
That's cool. Okay.
818-497. Who's on the phone? 818-497. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yeah.
It's Cheryl.
First how you doing?
First time caller. I promised I'd be listening tonight, and here I am.
Good.
Just awesome
and,
event.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I'm going to unmute Melanie here in a second. But you can tell everybody who you are. And
I'm Cheryl, bike enthusiast, great passenger. Lover of all of these events and respecter of bikers everywhere. I guess that's a good start, right?
Yeah.
I would like to say first and foremost to thank you very much for bringing me into the family here, bikers and all the people that I've met in the last few years. It's what a wonderful community, a fantastic brotherhood, a spirit that really rejuvenated mine.
And what happened when I told you to put your hand in my pocket and go with me?
You helped me right along, baby, and I thank you. It was really an awesome event, my first time doing the boot ride. I didn't do the after party last year, so I waited and went on the ride. And it was a little bit nerve-wracking as far as, like you guys were saying, a cluster F and the way the traffic was handled on the freeways. But it was very proud to, you know, be holding my flag and wearing my father's dog tags from World War II and just loving our servicemen. And every day I thank them, every day.
Yeah, all the Melody. Let me say this, and then and I'll bring you on. All the servicemen that went, veterans, whoever, everybody was given a T-shirt and a black arm or a wristband, and everybody it got announced that anybody that had a black wristband, please hold up your hand, and we got a round of applause from the crowd for our service, during our service, and after our service, and I thought that was pretty cool. Everybody got a T-shirt that fit. They got a wristband that fit. They got all kinds of good stuff. There was all kinds of goodies going on. But so Melody, don't be afraid. You can talk.
Hi,
don't be afraid.
Phil. Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Good. Real
I'm
good.
Here too. I'm here too, Mel.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Hi, Cheryl.
What a blast.
We all had a blast.
That's good. That's good. Even though you were married for 3 hours, it was okay.
Oh, temporary marriage. It was all good, though. No kids. I had a blast. Went home with a smile on my face.
Good.
Still smiling.
Well, me too.
Yeah, one of my compadres, Mel was coming around the corner and the guy kind of like stopped her, and somebody turned around and said, "Hey, that's my wife. Leave her alone." So she got married, and separated after 3 hours. But everybody had a good time. Everybody got to talk to who they wanted to talk to, and got pictures taken. It was a nice time, and I'm glad you guys got to do that.
Yeah, it was extra special. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No worries. So, like I was telling everybody, Sam Crow is going to be Wednesday nights, because Tuesdays I'm going to try and do the show from a bar downtown. And I don't expect any, because as soon as they find out I'm there, I'll have my own private security.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
downtown where? San Diego or L.A.?
You can't say.
Oh, downtown. outside of Frank Pendleton. And there's one place that I happen to frequent down there, even though I don't drink, but I know a lot of people there. So anytime that I show up, it's 4 or 5 cars deep. Why, I don't know. And then start shaking hands. And start shaking hands, giving hugs, and the next thing I know, I'm holding court. They want to know. They start taking pictures of who I'm talking to, license plates. It's fucked up. They got nothing better to do.
I love you, man.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet, but I'm sure my friend that comes every week is parked out in front of the house tonight as usual.
You're kidding.
Yeah. They park out in front of my house, listen to the show. That's why.
I got a friend,
my friend Seth, who's the president of the Humpers, his brother Zach is here, making my computer. I'm using a laptop tonight, but on my stationary one, he's making it bulletproof.
Cool.
Because they happened to send me a virus last week, and it ate my hard drive.
Oh no!
They picked my brother off my email address, and sent me an email from my brother. And when I opened it up, he gave me a virus.
That's scary.
Yeah,
so,
that's not good.
Yeah, they got nothing better to do. But the reason tonight's topic was red light cameras. Has either one of you three ever gotten a red light ticket camera?
Yes, I got. Yes, at a new that a new area was put up around the valley here, the busway, mm-hmm. and they added these red lights where you can't turn on a red, and they put a really tiny sign that says no right unless it's, you know, on the red, unless it's green. And everybody's flying through that.
Right.
Yep, we got the same ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie, we got the same ticket.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is down here by us, there's five cities that still have them, and mine happens to be one of them. But the other surrounding cities, it costs them anywhere from $150,000 a year to $200,000 a year just to keep that program going. They'd rather put
wow.
two or three guys on a motorcycle and let them catch people. So it's the article I was reading, let me go back to it real quick. But the studies have shown that the cameras reduce broadside crashes but increase rear-end collisions and drivers stop abruptly at red lights to avoid the nearly $500 fine that comes from a red light camera ticket. But the way our court system's set up, you have the right to face your accuser. So the last time that I got a red light ticket, I subpoenaed the guy that looked at my ticket to come from Arizona to come to court in Vista, California. He chose not to come, and my ticket got dismissed.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta play their game, because to me the court system is legalized extortion. But according to police department figures, between 2004 and 2009, collisions dropped sharply at the seven city intersections chosen for the program. But the numbers have flattened out on subsequent years, the data shows. All the department's traffic division said it's not clear whether the cameras caused the early drop in crashes because the number of collisions was down at roughly the same rate everywhere else in the cities. I think we're determined that the data is just inconclusive. Okay, if it doesn't work, why are you still using it? The cities have also begun to lose money on the program. That wouldn't have been possible before 2008 when they shifted to a flat fee camera contract to comply with new state law. The new state law was they can't take, in other words, if you're in the car, if any one of you on the phone is in the car with someone that you shouldn't be in the car with, they took both your pictures. Well, now when you get the picture, the passenger, whoever's in the back seat, is blacked out because some lawyer was out with his mistress and his wife got the ticket before he got home. So that's why they changed the law.
I don't like any of the cameras.
No, actually, they had Dennis Zine on the news not too long ago stating that the Arizona camera project was no longer in effect. That was several months ago, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing cameras removed, and then in other areas they are put up. So I don't know
mm-hmm.
whether they're still issuing them in the mail. He was saying you don't have to pay them, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, up in L.A. County, you don't have to pay them. If you get one, you don't have to pay it. But I would
okay.
double check. I'd
yeah,
double
definitely.
Check.
Nothing in the mail yet, thank God.
You know what? Well, there was one time Bill and I were up north, and I was about maybe 30 yards ahead of him. And just as I hit the limit line, it's yellow, so I kept going. Bill followed me. And I swear I saw the flash, but he never got a ticket in the mail.
Hmm.
Good.
Yeah. But the California began forcing cities to pay the companies a flat annual fee instead of a portion of each fine. The change shifted the financial risk of the programs from camera companies to the cities. The timing of the change couldn't have been worse for some cities. The number of citations reached a high point of 6,562 in 2007. But dwindled to 3,044 in 2010, and it's continued to slowly decline in recent years. One city, Escondido, turned a $121,000 profit on its camera program in fiscal year 2007-8, but lost money every year since. The city lost about $280,000 in fiscal 2009, and $111,000 in the following year, $161,000 in 2011-2012. And this year, right now, that ended June 30th, they lost $177,000. The drop in citations on many drivers become familiar with cameras are located, prompting them to drive more carefully there. He said most of the town mayors said they're optimistic that the cameras will have a lingering positive effect even after they're removed, suggesting it's become habit for drivers to be more careful at red lights since the cameras were installed. The program appears to have run its course. He said the financial losses and the general unpopularity of the cameras now trump the positives. Before we had a lot of accidents. The benefits outweighed the inconvenience, but now the inconvenience outweighs the benefits. So basically, most of the towns around here are getting rid of them, except for the one I live in, and the other four surrounding me. But it's crazy.
I would think they're more of a danger. People trying to slam their brakes on, afraid to go through it, more of an accident-prone problem than anything.
Well, Bill and I got a friend. His name is Ricky, and about a mile from Bill's shop, he left, and about 15 minutes later, he got rear-ended at a red light.
Yeah, not good.
Turned yellow, he stopped, and the guy behind him thought he was going to go because he was on a motorcycle and hit him. So, yeah, you gotta be aware of your surroundings. And I always go up the middle because I don't want anybody behind me.
Yes,
red light.
Sir.
I want them to see me. You know, we have a guy down here, I don't know, newsflash for everybody. As of last week, we have a motor cop down here in Oceanside that I was in court when the judge told him, well, you should have took the helmet because the guy won his case. So now this Yahoo is taking helmets. He's violating your Fourth and Fourteenth Amendment rights. Your Fourth Amendment right to search and seizure, and your Fourteenth Amendment right to travel freely in America as an American citizen. So the best two words I could tell you, you don't have to appease the cop. Hi, officer, how you doing? Nice day, all that bullshit. Don't say nothing. Just give him what he asks you for. Am I free to go, or am I being detained? And he said, if they ask, do you know why you stopped me? Am I free to go? I mean, right now this year, I've got 59 contact cards made out on me. And the last two that I went to court for, were dismissed. One because the guy didn't show up, and the other one was because the guy didn't get his story straight. And I told the commissioner that out of 59 times getting stopped, this guy wrote me a ticket. Nobody else did, and he wrote me a ticket and said I was doing 75 in a 55. And when I know where they're at in my town, we have a little network set up here with all the people, little group I have.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody sees where they're sitting, they send it out on Twitter or text message or Instagram or whatever. Just like when they do the checkpoints. And if you go on my daily blog, you'll see when I put up when they're gonna have, because I get all the stuff from the Office of Traffic Safety when they give out the grants. For motorcycle-only checkpoints that they're not supposed to do since January 1st, it was against the law. But and they do it now as the DUI checkpoint. They mark it up as the DUI checkpoint, not a motorcycle, but they hassle the motorcycle. If you have a sticker on your motorcycle, that's probable cause to pull you over. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
What kind of sticker?
Any kind of sticker. A support sticker.
Oh,
any kind of sticker.
Oh, jeez.
It's fightable, correct?
Everything's fightable. It's just that 9 out of 10 people are just going to pay the ticket.
Right.
You know, I had a guy give me a helmet ticket. 5 years ago after 17 years of riding with the same helmet. Because I didn't, he didn't like the way it looked.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which
nice.
I happened to beat because there is no such thing as a DOT approved helmet. It's the manufacturer that approves the helmet, not DOT. If you can show me a DOT approved helmet, I'll buy you a trip to Hawaii. Department of Transportation not certified the helmets, put back on the manufacturer. That's why a lot of places right now you can't find a novelty helmet or a beanie helmet as they're called. Because if I sold it to you and you got in an accident, your family can sue me and the manufacturer.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's why a lot of people, like, some guys have them. They'll sell them to their friends. But then if something happens, you'll find out who your friends are. You know, how many beanie helmets did you guys see yesterday when some of those people left? What did they put on? Did you see anybody put on a full helmet?
I know of one person, Dino.
Oh, I know you mean when they left for the movie stars in the back.
Are you talking
about them or the? Yeah, I didn't see any of them on there.
No, they all wore beanie helmets.
Oh yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, Charlie got pulled over in L.A. for speeding, and when he took off his helmet, girls were stopping and taking pictures and stuff, so the cop asked him, who are you? Are you somebody important? He says, well, have you seen the TV show The Sons of Anarchy? The guy never heard of it and gave him the ticket anyway. Mm-hmm.
Leveling the pride? No.
Yeah, I got a Down syndrome ride coming up on the 9th. It's going to be at the yard in Fullerton. That's always a good one, and Emilio is going to be the MC of that one. And then I got a few others coming up, but we haven't confirmed who's who and what's what yet. So once I find out, I tell everybody, and we'll see what happens after that.
Okay.
But if you guys want to hang around or you got to go, appreciate you calling in, and don't be strangers.
I want to say thank you again because I may have to go. But just can I ask you a question? Jimmy Smith went for these charity rides. How hard is he to get to show up to a charity ride?
It depends on their schedules. So a lot of times
I didn't go into it. I just said because she's seen my picture. And she wants to know, and I told her I can't get a hold of him, you know, and that's the way it is. I don't remember which ride it was. I mean, I can give her information to call somebody if you know somebody, but I didn't have any information to give her.
Yeah, it's like when I was doing my networking yesterday, and basically it was, hey, Phil, I'm all for it. It's just that with our schedules right now, and then some people had to leave yesterday because they went to go film, if you remember.
Yeah.
They're still filming the show. They had to leave a little early to go do what they had to do. But if anybody wants to get a hold of somebody, yeah, you could send me an email. I'll pass along to the proper channels. But it all depends on the schedule.
That's cool.
Depends on the schedule.
Okay. All right. Then I'll have them get a hold of you, and you could take it from there.
Yeah. That'd be fine.
All right, thank you again. You know, you guys
all right, no worries,
great.
Ladies.
Love your show. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, soon. I will. Okay?
All right.
Say hello to Janet. Say hello to everybody. Your other half, Bill. Hey, hello. Bye, Mel. Bye, Cheryl. Everybody, I'm going.
Okay.
Bye, sweetness.
What?
I said bye, Brenda.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys had a good time yesterday. I'm glad we could help out with that.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was really super, especially for a first-timer. You know, it's, yeah, big giant smile and the people that I was
I like that when Rusty asked you how tall you were.
Right? My gosh, between him and I think it's Chris, big guy, oh my goodness, I came to one to just under the kitty and the other one to his belly, you know, just above his waist. So funny.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until I saw photos today how tiny I am. That's okay. I'm mighty on the inside, that's for sure. And we all know dynamite comes in small packages. Your wife's small, too. But, I'm making a meatball, so I'm off to go and cook a healthy dinner. And I thank you again for your hospitality and, again, making me, bringing me in like family. It's
no worries.
It's awesome.
No worries.
All right, guys, great. I'll be calling in again and definitely listening. I've been listening more often each time. So you can thank Mel.
Tomorrow on Sam Crow, we're going to have E.R. Ruiz. He was on the Sons of Anarchy. We're gonna talk to him tomorrow.
Awesome.
So
well,
if
we'll
you want to come
listening in listening in for sure.
Okay, it'll be
Thanks
Sam
again,
Crow
Ryan.
Radio. Starts at the same time. And that's on Wednesdays. It's just Sam Crow Radio. We'll talk about, if someone wants to talk about a ticket or something, we could do that. But it's more about the show and the actors
awesome. And
questions you have for them. So that's where
great.
We're going with that. Tuesdays and Thursdays are Know Your Rights. We can help you with that and explain to you how to do things. But on Wednesdays, it's going to be just for the TV show.
Nice. Hey, Cheryl, you have extra meatballs over there?
I know, right? I'm cooking them. Mama's cooking the meatballs.
I'll be over.
All right,
guys. See you later. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
The next ride coming up, the big one,
Vegas.
Right? Love ride?
Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Vegas. We're there.
Vegas.
We have our ragtag crew. We got to do it again better. Ah.
There you go.
Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.
Thank you, Phil. Phil.
You're welcome.
I'll be listening in on the rest of the show. I'm going to go over to Cheryl's and eat dinner while posting photos.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for everything you just said about the red cameras and all that. It was helpful information.
Yeah, if you have any questions, just call me. I'll hook you up.
Will do. You guys
all
have
right,
a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shit, now I'm hungry for a meatball sandwich. How about you?
Nah, I'm good.
Huh? All right. Hey, hold on a minute. I want to find out if she's okay. Hello, Eunice. Sorry to have you on hold so long, but I needed to take care of those ladies.
No, that's fine. It's fine. Still waiting. Still waiting. Do you believe that? I will definitely know tomorrow. I am so stressed out, Phil. This is awful, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally awful. I mean, why do I have to wait? You know?
Don't they give you anything for the stress?
Oh, God. I don't know. I asked her for something. But I am just
you
lost.
You gotta get somebody to get you a couple of doobies. That'll relax you.
Yeah, I should. I should actually call my son and ask him to bring me some marijuana.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know that. So my husband, so my husband won't smell it, you know.
Yeah, well, hey, go outside. Sit on the porch.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, do something. Christ's sakes.
That's where
Stacy's
at.
This is worse than...
That's where Stacy's at. She's on the back porch. She's been... puffing away.
Oh, please. Have a couple from me, Stacy. Will you?
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ. Puff away.
Oh, my
Load
word.
Load into the phone or something, you know? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This is worse than having a baby. You know, just give me a date. Just say, okay, Eunice, it's, You know, I did to my husband today. I says, if I do not get an appointment by Thursday with this guy, we're calling Boston, and I'm going back to Boston. I don't give a shit. You know, this is awful. How can you know, I talked to my primary care, and I talked to my cardiologist, and I said to them, how can this guy, what's this guy, a fucking jerk? What am I, want a fucking jerk? He's had all the materials since last week. You know,
wow.
He can't say to his secretary, now call her and tell her to come in and see me so he can schedule the surgery.
Yeah.
And I can
wow.
just feel myself getting weaker and weaker, and the chest is heavy, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
I said to my husband, if I fucking die before I have surgery, you better sue those fucks. I'm telling you, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe I should have just stayed with Boston because I would have been having my surgery this week. You know.
Yeah.
Hey. How stupid. That's
yeah.
enough about me. That's
okay.
enough about me.
Hey, have you ever gotten a red light ticket, camera ticket?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, they're starting to find out they're not making any money with them, and going to start disbanding them. But I wanted to read something that I got yesterday, and this just made me laugh hysterically.
Okay.
Right.
Make me laugh.
I will. It's loading up right now. This came from. I think the Supreme Court, if I read the heading right, but it's loading up right now.
I gotta laugh before I kill somebody. Really, I don't know if I should go to this doctor and just strangle him or...
Why don't you just go to the hospital in Boston General and sign in?
Yeah, I really, if I don't get anything, any satisfaction tomorrow, my husband's going to call them tomorrow. Because I
okay.
said, I'm going to go right through the fucking phone, you know?
That's this one. Really?
So, you know, if I get no satisfaction, I'm just going to call Brigham and Women's, you know, tomorrow afternoon.
All right, here we go.
Schedule it.
This is from the federal court. Flipping off police officers is constitutional. Federal court affirms. This story is by Ryan Riley. Heard what I said, right?
Yeah, Ryan Riley.
Yeah, flipping off police officers is an affirmed right. Let's see. A police officer can't pull you over and arrest you just because you gave him the finger, the Federal Appeals Court declared Thursday. In a 14-page opinion, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit Court ruled that the ancient gesture of insult is not the basis for a reasonable suspicion of a traffic violation or impending criminal activity. Now, I just want you people to know that when I got this story, I've had some problems with my computer, but when I got this
yeah.
story the other day, I just started laughing. Well, I drove by one going on the way to work this morning, and I stopped at the red light, and he was on my left, and as the light turned green for him, I gave him the bird. On the way home, same thing. Don Schwartz and his wife Judy sued two police officers who arrested Schwartz in May 2006 after he flipped off an officer who was using a radar device at an intersection in St. Johnsville, New York. He was later charged with a violation of New York's disorderly conduct statute, but the charges were dismissed on speedy trial grounds. A federal judge in the Northern District of New York granted summary judgment to the officers in July 2011, but the Court of Appeals on Thursday erased that decision and ordered the lower court to take up the court case again. The officer who stopped Schwartz and his wife when they arrived at their destination claimed he pulled the couple over because he believed Schwartz was trying to get my attention for some reason. The appeals court didn't buy that explanation, with that nearly universal recognition of this gesture is an insult deprives such an interpretation of reasonableness. federal court says, which I told you guys about before, a couple months ago, that you can flip them off. There's nothing they can do to you about it. So, Eunice, the next time you get pulled over and it's one of them young guys gets smart with you, flip them off.
I will. I will. I want to flip the doctor off anyways. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about
I
doctors
am.
Yet. I don't know about doctors
you know.
Yet, but... Yeah, at least not the guy that's going to operate on you. Wait and find out for sure.
Oh, yeah. I will. I'll make
okay.
sure. I think I've lost 10 pounds in the last 2 weeks. I don't think I know that I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. See what stress does to you? I mean, I'm not complaining about losing the weight because I want to have a girly, you know, figure. So, but this is a hell of a way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Have you heard from Hermes?
No.
I haven't either. You know. But I gave my sister. What I want to do is I'd really like to give you my sister's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know when I'm going in. But
okay.
then you can call her later
mm-hmm.
that day. Like if I say I'm going to have it on a Friday, you can call her Friday night. Or, you know, whenever you get up or anything like that to find
right.
out how things are going.
Okay.
Because I can't depend on my daughter. She's back in the hospital again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she took a few pills again.
Wow.
I talked to her today, and I said, how can you do that? Knowing, how can you do that, you know? I mean, that's the kind of stress that I get on me.
Yeah.
So I just says, you know, I don't understand you, Dan. You know?
Wow.
You know, if she's going to succeed someday, what can I tell you? You know, I just... So she says, well, the psychiatrist wants to talk to you. And I says, well, guess what, Dee? I don't want to talk to the psychiatrist, so just forget it.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the 15th time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I says, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But, Nara around?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hi, Nara.
Well, hello. How is your arm?
My arm is perfect. But did I tell you about when I had my eyes tested what happened?
No.
My eye done Tuesday?
No,
now,
Phil, I haven't talked to you.
I don't want you to listen to this, Phil. This is a woman thing. All right? Lucky is Nara. They did the laser on my eye, right? So now my husband picks me up, and I says, get me home. I got a scratch. And
right.
he goes,
oh.
Go ahead, scratch. And I says, I can't get to it, you know. So
right.
we get home. Guess what happened? I broke out with the hives.
No kidding.
Down
well,
in
yeah,
that,
but...
my woman area. Well, yeah. So now how can you scratch that? I mean, really, don't you think I'd look stupid, a car parked next to us with
you know,
my hand
guys
down my
do it
penis?
All the time in public. They do.
Who did that? Oh, please. Oh, I says, what else is going to happen? And I broke out all over my body in the hive.
That's horrible.
You know, I says, oh, my God. Paul says,
I would have just turned
bumps.
A certain way where nobody could see anything and just scratched.
Oh, I couldn't do that, no. I couldn't do that. I couldn't get to it.
I know.
I couldn't get to it. So it's just, you know, I'll tell you.
But what a horrible feeling.
I'm going to write a book. Yeah, I'm going to write a book about all these little things because nobody will ever believe me. Good thing I get documentation, you know.
Yeah, and then you can talk about the hot-looking doctor, too.
Oh, yes. Ooh, he's nice. Ugh. I'll see him. He'll come in to see me, you know. of course, I'll be blown all up. That's what they told me. They kind of told me what they have to do. Do you know what they have to do, Phil?
No, but if it involves going in and finding a place to scratch your crotch, just duck somewhere and do it.
That's why I say guys do it all the time in public. Hey. I mean, I see guys do it, and I'm like, really?
Hey, listen, Phil, as long as they don't think this is the 19th hole they're playing with, you know? I don't care what they do.
Here we go.
But what they told me what they have to tell you what they're going to do. They said they're going to put me on a life supporting machine, and they've taken my heart right out, and they're going to
work
on my heart out of my body.
That's what they
do. To tell me that.
Yeah, but I mean that's what they do. They have to tell you.
They have to tell you
they're
doing that.
And you're going to be on that operating table naked. They're not going to have anything on you.
Oh, my God. I hope they take pictures.
Yeah, well, just remember to get a black marker and write cut here.
Well, I mean, you can go to Puerto Rico on my scars. Now you'll be able to go to Alaska. You know, I'm a road map. I mean, Christ's sakes. Jesus Christ, the only place else they're going to be able to... No, I'm already cut that way, so... I don't know which other way they could cut me, so... I don't know. Maybe they can
but are they going to go through your groin, or are they going to go in a different area?
No, they're going to cut me open and break my chest bones.
Right. No, I understand that, but sometimes they put a line through your groin area.
You know, Nora, I don't care where they put it, through the groin, through the nose, through the arm, as long as I'm totally out. You know, totally out. I don't care what they do with it.
No, you're going to get what they call a zipper, you know, on your chest. But like I said, that's normal. That's what they do.
You know,
and they
also
said, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they also said that they might have to keep my chest open a couple of days while I'm in, you know, in case the thing stops. Meaning they're not going to sew me up right away.
No, they're gonna just use some sutures. That's it.
Oh my God.
Mhm. Just remember to get a black marker and mark this isn't the 19th hole. And
yeah, that's just what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I'm like damn sure that I do that.
Yeah, make sure one that's indelible, which means they can't rub it off.
Right.
Yep.
I'll make sure.
Okay.
I'll tell him.
All right.
You know, I'm just going to tell him you better do a good job because I'm going to talk about you on the show.
Well, you know, with the stress factor, I think you feel it. I can tense it. I can hear it in your voice. So you get a little more relaxed now.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, if I only had a date, then I could, you know. Say, okay, this is when it's going to be done, and then I'll be fine.
I got a joke
for
you. I got a joke for you guys. He told me this yesterday. Guy comes out of the bathroom, he's walking. Beautiful girl's walking towards him. She goes, hey, your garage door's open. He said, did you see my Harley? She said, no, I saw a mini bike with flat tires. Easy. Hey, did you get a hold of some Dago Red like I told you? That's good for stress.
I'll have to call my son.
That's good. They got Dago Red too, but I meant the wine.
Yeah, I know. But I can't drink it because of the blood thinners.
Oh.
You know, can't drink any wine.
Really?
Believe me, we've got bottles and bottles and bottles of wine here. I would have been gobbling that shit up a long time ago. And of course, I love B&B, Benedict and Brandy, but it's so full of sugar, my diabetes would go way over the top, you know. So I can't have any liquor, you know. No, I'm sorry, I can. I can have rum and Coke.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there's no calories in either one. And I can have vodka and Coke, but that doesn't go together, huh? It would be rum and Coke.
Uh-huh.
Is that a good drink?
You know, I haven't had a drink so long, I can tell you what a beer tastes like.
Yeah, you know, so I was never a drinker, you know. I was always that had a drive, you know.
No, I was a good drinker. I was a dedicated drunk.
You know. Hey, my daughter, I told you, 27 years.
I'll tell you a story. The statute of limitations, I know, is gone on this one. But when I first went into the Marine Corps, my secondary MOS was a welder. And we used to have this welding machine. It was called a Lindy model. Let's see. Lindy, I forget. I haven't seen one in forever, but it's a two-stroke diesel. And we used to have these tubes on the end where you put the welding rod. When we went out to the field, we had scotch, we had vodka, we had Heineken. In the toolbox, with dry ice, we had Heinekens on ice. And all the tools and everything got thrown back in the back of the truck. But yeah, we had a good time out there.
Oh, that's good.
We were real popular.
Yeah, my husband used to drink too, because he was in construction, so lunch was, you know, liquor was their diet at lunchtime. Because you can't do that shit anymore, you know.
Yeah, when I was in
they check everything.
Yeah, when I was in, let's see. Wow.
Do they do that? What's the matter? Wow.
I'm looking at the thing for tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow night's my Sam Core radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody just asked me who we were going to interview, and I said, this guy's name is E.R. Ruiz. He was on the show.
What are these, actors?
Actors from the TV show. That's where I was yesterday.
What TV show is that?
The Sons of Anarchy. That's what those three ladies were talking about. They ended up getting all access passes and stuff. They hung out with me in the back.
Oh, okay. Because I don't understand any of it. It's maybe I just don't, you know, when you say TV show, and I'm saying, do we have that TV show back here?
Yeah, it'll be on September 10th is the first show. I was going to save this for the last, but I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint since you're not sure what it is. But this guy's name is E.R. He's a Los Angeles native, and he was raised in Watts. The show, he's been on the show, so he's going to be on for us tomorrow.
Oh, good.
But this guy as a child, he was in a house fire, and he's burned over most of his body. And through his strength and passion never folded by the pressure of being a burn survivor. But he does a lot with the burn victims. So he turned he volunteered his time with the Lisa Ann Rutsch Burn Foundation, giving encouragement and guidance. It'll be the Sam Crow radio show, which will go live tomorrow at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern every Wednesday. And it's basically like tuning into the show, but it's going to be about the Sons of Anarchy. So whoever watches the show, like right now, there's I'm looking, we got over, between this one and I sent out like 25,000 invitations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you should have got an invitation. Check your
email.
Well,
I'm sure I did. I did get some invitations. I'm just sorry I haven't had the mind to even go through them. I went on my email the other day because I had to get a password that I totally forgot my password. Do you believe that? To get into my email. totally forgot it. And I got into my email. I had something like 200 emails. I had to sit there for so long, you know, just punching the ones that I don't know, I don't answer, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I did see some from you, and I didn't delete them. I still have them. I just haven't had really time to, you know, look at them, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll look at
them
tomorrow. You know,
and yesterday where I was, between taking pictures and stuff and using the camera on my phone, I had a lot of stuff going on yesterday. And probably today or probably, I think when I'm done with the show here, either that or another day when my guru guy, Zach, over here has time to come back, show me what do you call that, bulletproof vest? Yeah, I'll take my bulletproof vest is. But I hope you get some answers. And
I will.
They take care of you. But yeah, you can send me your sister's phone number in a text.
Well, I won't send in a text. I'll send an email to you.
Okay.
Or I'll give it to Nara. Nara, I'll give it to you, okay? And you can get it to
him. Okay.
You know, it's easy to do that than have her call people. This way here, you know.
Yeah.
If I have the surgery, say like on a Friday or this coming Monday or whatever, you know, I'll call you guys and let you know. If I can't get you, I'll get Nara, and Nara can let everybody know, and then you can just call her that night or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it went. Yeah. They tell me I'm going to be in intensive care at least 4 days, you know, so.
Okay.
I won't know anything. Yeah, that's why I told my kids, you know, just don't even come to the hospital. Don't miss a day's pay, you know, pay to come. I'm not going to know anybody that's there anyways, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I got to get better. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I will, though. I'm not going anywhere. I told you that the bishop appointed me, right? Did I tell you that? He called me? Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember even talking last week to you guys. So, and I wasn't on drugs either. So, but I'm going to let you guys go. Nara, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
Give you the number and you can get it to Phil, okay? And
okay.
I'll call you later in the afternoon. I should know something by tomorrow, you know.
Okay.
And that way there you can just give Phil the number, or you know, or you can be
right.
The lead person, whatever you want to do, whatever you guys want to do.
Okay.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
You too. So, yeah, that was our friend Eunice from Boston going through some trouble. But, yeah, she's got some good stories. This lady's taking on the church in Congress over there in Massachusetts. You got a pedophile bill passed. Huh?
I said, yeah, she did.
Yeah. And, kind of like right now, I don't know, you know. Waiting for a couple things here. This thing's getting slow. I'm looking at this other thing behind me, and I got split screens, I got all different colors.
Are you in the psychedelic phase right now?
No, but if I hit this thing a couple more times, I should see some different colors.
Some different colors.
So what's going on over there? Tell me something. Tell me. Anything. Talk.
Who, me?
All I had planned tonight was the red light stuff, but...
Well,
You know, we give everybody a shot here. If there's people in the chat room, and if anybody wants to call, talk about anything, the podium's yours.
Do you realize that in some of the schools here, they've had to change... what we grew up with, what was normal and celebrating with certain things in schools because of Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we already know the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, is already gone. But if you have a birthday, remember being a kid and you could bring in like a treat or something? No, now you can bring in erasers or pencils, you know. You can't have things like that because a lot of Muslim children do not eat those things.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow. So, how goes the training for your kid, Stacy?
Oh, with the karate? That's
mm-hmm.
all going good. It's all good.
Yeah.
No,
where's he at
no
now?
Problem. He's still in Orange, though. They've got this week off because they go back to the regular school time hours next week.
Uh-huh.
He goes back to school on the 2nd. I go back to school on the 2nd. Yeah, it's going to be quite busy. That's actually starting next week.
Uh-huh.
Between work, school, and the gym. And then everything else in between, my ass is going to be handed to me every night.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And I have to, because I just hired a personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's gonna be tough, but, you know, whatever. Get it done.
You can do it. You can do
yeah.
it.
Huh.
But,
So, personal trainer, explain that.
Well,
what are you gonna do? Are you gonna do weightlifting, or are you just gonna get in shape?
I do both. My personal trainer happens to be a good friend of mine. She actually last year took Miss Rhode Island. She's one of them figure champion people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Built like a brick shit house. And that's who I hired to train me. And we're mostly doing weightlifting, shit like that. Kind of, I'm not, you know, there's no cardio involved at all. And, it's just going to be hardcore balls to the wall. I'm going to be dying, but it's
mm-hmm.
all good. It's all good. I mean, I can okay. leg press. I can leg press right now $125.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's not bad for someone like me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm curling 25, four sets of 25. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
people think 25 is nothing. Pick up a 25-pound dumbbell and you tell me if that's nothing.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a clue that 25 pounds for a female of only 5 foot tall, you know, that's a lot. So, you know, it'll be all good.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, if nobody else wants to give us a shout, got a burning desire, I'm going to check out of here early.
A burning desire.
Stacy has a burning desire. She doesn't want to see it.
Yeah, no, I don't want nothing to do with that statement at all.
Really? Why?
Because, man, you talk about romance, they get you in trouble. No burning desire. I don't discuss.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, well, that's what I was talking about.
I was just saying that in general, like she's got burning desire.
Oh, dear.
Wow, somebody's on the love star here. Ooh.
Oh, I can't. I'll tell you this much, though. Like, this weekend, I'm hitting up Providence. Me and the hens, we're gone. It's going to be very interesting. We're going out dancing, so it's going to be rock and roll time.
Don't grab the ground.
I won't be hitting the ground, man. Last time we went out, my best friend, She bought a brand new pair of heels. She was in 5 minutes, and me and her, I went in like flats because I know it was going to be doing a lot of running up and down the stairs because it's a two-decker club. And within 5 minutes, we had to switch shoes. She couldn't handle the heels. I mean, me and only two of the other hens, we used to wearing like 6 and 7 inch heels. And the other two, they can't handle it. Yeah, we switched shoes in the club. I told her this time she'd better wear flats.
They are more comfortable. Yeah,
but if you're used to wearing heels, it's no big deal, you know,
right.
And I'm used to it, so it is what it is.
Okay. So, yeah.
And then next.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, no.
Go ahead.
No, and then the following weekend I got plans, you know. I could get into my whole itinerary, but that makes it personal.
That's true. But,
so what are
yeah.
your plans?
Oh, I'm not saying.
She's not saying. She just said she's not going to say.
I didn't mean her. I meant you.
My plans?
Yeah, what you got going this weekend, this coming weekend? Anything going in?
Yeah, I'm working on a ship I can't talk about.
I wouldn't ask.
Well, I know, but I might be working. I won't
yeah,
know until...
Yeah, oh, okay. No, I didn't know if there was any other things going in.
Friday morning. Well, yeah, I got a bunch of itinerary things, but I'm not committing to anything. I don't want anybody that might listen to the show, oh, he said he was going there, and then I don't show up.
Yeah.
I usually tell everybody
there's
where I'm going.
There's things going on. Yeah. Things going on. If you get there, you do.
Yeah, I got an event I'm going to. I already am all set with the tickets, everything, but I'm not going to say where, with who, or what until after the fact.
There you go. That's why Bill and I usually say what we're going to do on Thursdays.
Right.
Just because of that. So. All right, well, if nothing else, nobody else got a burning desire, I'm going to take us out with a little Charlie Baker. One's called Ride. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Good night.
Remember feeling so high, hearing.